In the name of our Lord Jesus, I continue the second part of my testimony. Jehovah Megan, the Lord is my shield. In the beginning of the outbreak of COVID-19 in China, it was always human nature to feel that it was no direct impact on us in Malaysia. We still led our ordinary lives. However, as time passed, we began to realize that the virus is actually traveling throughout the world, including our own country. Even then, when the infection has already arrived to our homeland, still I felt that it was more severe in other states, and it still isn't really a big problem for my family. Although the MCO was implemented and our movement was restricted, we just needed to make minor adjustments to our daily lives and practice the necessary precautionary measures. However, we gradually noticed more cases were detected in Penang State, and the numbers were rising rather quickly. It was then that I realized that the virus was really just right beside me and my family. However, I thank God that my family and I were still safe and not infected. I believe that God was protecting us. Amidst God's protection, He wanted to make known to my family and I even more clearly that He is the greatest protector. On the 27th of August 2021, my wife was tested positive for the COVID-19. A month before the test, I had an episode of headache which forced me to get a medical certificate and rested at home for a few days before going back to work. At that time, I didn't thought much of it as I didn't have the typical symptoms of COVID-19 such as fever, cough, or loss of smell and taste. Therefore, once I felt better, I didn't pay much attention to it. However, in the subsequent 2 weeks or so, I constantly had a kind of headache which I have never had before. It was unlike the usual headache which I had in the past. Still, since it was not the typical COVID-19 symptoms, I just brushed it off. In fact, at about the same time, my wife had mild sore throat, but since she seemed quite well besides the sore throat and without other symptoms, we didn't thought of taking the test. When her sore throat subsided, we were even more at ease and just let the issue pass by. However, on the morning of 27th August 2021, we uncharacteristically decided to go for the COVID-19 test just because my wife had some muscle ache in the morning. My usual self will not take this seriously as I would usually think that it might just be an ordinary muscle ache due to overuse. Nevertheless, on that day, my wife suggested for us to get the test as she complained of muscle ache. Strangely, although I did not think that it would be COVID-19, I agreed for us to go for the test. That same night, our results were out and mine was negative, but my wife's was positive. It was at that time when I was suddenly struck by reality that the virus had actually already came into my home. We immediately had my wife quarantined and sanitized the entire house. It was indeed a hassle and a new adjustment had to be made. What is more pitiable is that my 7-month-old son was not able to be breastfed anymore. The atmosphere in the house immediately became gloomy. My family prayed together for my wife. Although she was infected with COVID-19, I thank God that my result was negative and I was still able to take care of my son. It was indeed God's grace that despite being so close with my wife, my result was still negative and my son had not developed any symptoms at all and seemed to be in good health. However, this was not the greatest miracle. Later, I realized how amazing and wonderful God's protection and plan was. Although my wife's test result was positive, her test results also showed that it was most likely in recovery phase and was not infectious anymore. as far as medical knowledge understands about COVID-19. It seems that she had already been infected by COVID-19 for quite some time ago and was then in recovery phase. If this had been the case, my son and I had already been exposed to her for such a long period of time. It seemed impossible for my son and I not to get infected. But the fact was my result was negative and my son was still very well. About a week after the first test, the repeated test for my wife came out as negative. This has proved the fact that she was indeed in recovery phase at that time as she was first tested positive. How great was God's protection and love for us. God has silently protected my family while we were still ignorant despite the previous symptoms, and only during the recovery phase did God allow us to know the fact that my wife has been infected with COVID-19. As I looked back, I realized that it was God who moved me to agree to get the COVID-19 test done in order for us to know that my wife has already been infected for quite some time and that God was silently protecting my family all this while. After Abram led his people to defeat the four kings and brought back Lot, who was taken captive, God told him, "Do not fear, Abram, I am a shield to you." Indeed, with only 318 men, Abram could not have defeated the four kings and bring back Lot without God's protection. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. For it is He who delivers you from the snare of the trampler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His pinions, and under His wings you may seek refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and bulwark. Psalms 91 verse 1 to verse 4. Thank the Lord Jesus for His grace. The above is my second testimony.